some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were great sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you'll all perish as they did." And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should I exhaust the soil?" He said to them in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future, if you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It is now the third Sunday of Lent. Through the centuries in the life of the church, this liturgical season has changed. Originally, Lent was to help prepare candidates for baptism on an early Easter morning. The word Lent itself comes from the early word to lengthen, such as daylight is lengthening, and we look forward to spring, which means new beginnings. The season of Lent speaks about conversion and new beginnings. Throughout the course of Jesus' earthly ministry, he preached. And when he preached, he used words. Those words are called stories, and these stories are called parables. And in today's gospel, we have a parable. And what is prompting of this parable is that the Pharisees had no mercy whatsoever for sinners. They did not believe in giving anyone a second chance. One would think for such a pious group of people that the mercy of God would be within them, but it wasn't. Every ritual that they did, every almsgiving they did, every prayer they said was for attention and for themselves. Whenever we do things for our own interests, it does not really lead to much, does not lead to God. But what is significant about this parable is that Jesus uses a very simple thing, a fig tree. It takes a fig tree to grow, to bear fruit, long time, sometimes longer than 3 years. But the owner here was becoming a little impatient with the growth of the tree, wondering, where is its fruit? Why can't I get what I want? And it takes the gardener to say, "Give it to me, and I will take care of it." So he takes it and nurtures it, spends time with it. Now, we don't know what happened to that tree, but the gardener does say, if it doesn't bear any fruit, we'll cut it down. This is about giving second chances. The God of our earth, the God of our creation, is someone who does believe in second chances. We see this in our first reading. Moses, when he was a rather young man, killed someone. But God calls Moses, and he calls him to lead the people from out of slavery to begin that journey to the homeland. This is an important role. God is using Moses to speak through him. This is about a new beginning, forgiveness. In Moses having belief in God and God having belief in Moses. Now, it's all very easy for us to say, repent. But do we really mean it? Do we really mean that when we say to someone, I am sorry and I forgive you? As I said, we are to give people second chances. Right now, I have been in communication for the past 2 years with a prisoner. And that prisoner has been on lockdown, primarily because of the pandemic, and more recently has had to be put in protective custody because there is a gang of other prisoners who have threatened him. He's wondering, when will this all end? And what will life look like once he is finally released? Well, I don't have an answer to that. But I have said to him, this is what you need to do in the meantime. Simply be still. Allow God to work within you so that when you do leave there, you'll have some sense of credibility and ability to function. Then again, it does fall on to society. The man will have paid his debts, but will he have a second opportunity at gaining life? Will he have an opportunity to learn new skills? An opportunity to apply for decent housing? We cannot solve all the social problems in the world, but we can at least offer that opportunity to people for a second chance. People need to get to know each other so that they do not feel threatened by them. Same thing with refugees and migrants. They are seeking opportunities as well, a second chance to live a life free of fear and danger and violence. So as we continue this liturgy, let us pray for the graces to be faithful to the God who has created us, asking him to send the Holy Spirit upon us to follow his will, to love God and to love neighbor and to repent and to forgive and to give a second chance, a second opportunity to one who sincerely wants it.